Queens.
Come on, Fuki.
Yeah, Gary, I was down on 12 talking to this lady Virgo from Jersey City, and while she unkeyed her mic and there was a space between her transmission, somebody came in there and said, Rita, I mean, Fred, G1, how's Rita doing? And that voice, it sounded like, you remember Wayne from Clifton?
Right, I got one.
Wayne from Clifton? Wayne who?
I don't remember his last name, but he one time he worked on that bridge between Lyndhurst and he worked on that bridge between Lyndhurst and I think Clifton or something, and Marion went to see him once.
No, I don't remember. I don't think I ever met him.
You remember Sergeant Pepper?
Oh, wait a minute. Was that Jude from Ridgewood?
Franco 13 Monk.
Yeah. Stand by a second, Breaker. No, it wasn't Jude from Ridgewood. Do you remember Ed? His name was his handle was Sergeant Pepper. He was from Clifton. He had a sister named Joyce. They used to call her Joy.
Whoa! Does the last name start with an N? And does she have green eyes?
The last name started with a W.
W. Alright, was it W-N?
The last part of it was ACK.
Alright, wait a minute. Yeah, that's it, Negreniak.
Right. Now, her brother, Ed, was good friends with a guy named Wayne from Clifton who had a very soft-spoken voice. And he was a little bit on the cool side.
Franco 13 Monk.
Who the hell is this Monk? If you want a Monk, go up to 19A. They're all hanging out there. I do remember Joyce and Granny. She had green eyes. I went out with her for, about a week or two. And she used to be real good friends with Doc Elliott. And he's back on it, too. Elliot Ness. He changed to Doc Elliott. Pat. Well, is he Pat? You still on?
Yeah, I remember Joyce.
You remember? Son of a gun. Let me see. Yeah. Amy took me down. I wasn't driving. Amy was driving. He took me down there. And he had this really strange, weird idea that, because we were friends, if I had a girlfriend, I had to share it with him, you know? Oh, super screwed up. So the next night with her down the street, when I come back, he wanted to go home. You know, hey, I gotta get going, let's go. So I said goodbye to Joyce, and she says goodbye to him, and so I kissed her goodbye, he goes, oh, I gotta try that. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on here? So he starts kissing her. Then they took a walk down the block. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on here? In the car on the way home, they're yelling at her. You don't do that, stupid. And this kid was never brought up right. His mother never let him join any clubs. No one was ever good enough for him. Don't listen to WABC, because that's voodoo music. Was never allowed to have any friends, because no one was good enough for him. That was it. No clubs, no nothing. Just go to school, come home, do your work. Play your accordion and eat 25 pounds of spaghetti a day.
Hey, G1.
10-4.
Do you remember Mary from Passaic?
Yeah.
She used to always talk with a low voice. She never had loud audio. She used to come on, break by, you know, real soft.
I still remember where she lives.
Perfectly.
Remember the color house?
Yeah.
She moved. They sold the house. Someone sold it. It was pink.
Yeah, right, yeah. I met her. I actually went over how she came outside. She wasn't too bad looking.
Yeah, Doc was telling me about it. You should have cleaned your own tongue. She didn't come out too often. You remember Janet, the weather girl? Jack Doc used to go out with her?
No. The weather girl sounds familiar, but I really don't remember.
He changed his name to Rubber Duck. He's mostly on 18 now. He opened up an electronics store and to say, I worked for a little while, then a little argument and stuff, so it took off. But, let me see, Jackknife, he got married to his girl, Sue. He was living up in the Westmont Apartments in West Patterson. He was doing air conditioners and refrigerations for a living. I think he just bought a house, I think he said. So he's running around on a motorcycle. I see him once in a while in the Clifton,
oh, what was I gonna say? Damn.
Hey, Janet Weathergirl, jackknife,
I wasn't in the East Coast Rangers. I was ECR Unit 14. Remember I was in the recruiting? Remember Swede? I took over Swede's job as head of recruiting. And then from that, I was elected the treasurer of the whole ECR organization.
Yeah, that's what I forgot. I was in the ECR, yeah. No, I forgot you were in it. I remember Rita was in it. Rita and Goldie. I think Half Point was in it. We remember Highbridge Base from Alpine, Johnny and Maria, they were in it. I think we had one from Connecticut. Yeah, Al's still on. He's on the team now. Yeah, I was Unit 47. I think I still got my card. I'm not sure. I got the jacket with the patch on it. A little dirty, but I still got it. I use it every time I work on my car. Got a breaker way out there in a DI distance, so we're going to kind of close it up here for a little. Oh, I love talking about old memories, man. It really pulls my head together. The first thing we have is at 32 Locust Ave in Wellington. The first, everyone signed up and joined it. Smokestack was there. Stang was there, and he weighed 190 pounds. I remember him sitting on a guy's station wagon because it really sank down on one end.
You know what Bandit reminded me of when I first started talking to him? I caught him on this evening, around 1 o'clock, 1:30, somewhere around there. And he was on 18, and I caught him in there. And he said to me, guess who I met? I said, who? He said, remember that time you rented the van during the ECR meeting?
Whoa, and that was Ronnie's van, or R1.
That's a big 10-4. He was nice enough to let me use it. That was cool as hell. I couldn't believe it. He said he met her. So I said, what is she doing with herself? He said, same thing. Oh, wow.
I don't believe it. Oh, yeah. Good old Libra from Moonaki, you know. There's another Libra on Channel 2 often. I guess mostly Channel 8. Yeah. Remember June? And Donna, wow, have they grown up physically only, I'd have to say. But, something else, right? Yeah. Wow, I don't believe this. Whatever happened to Stick Shift?
Oh, yeah, Warren. Warren's the one that got me on CB. I think I told you the story. If you don't remember it, ask me, I'll tell you again. Good old Warren, yeah. Warren was something else. The only thing I didn't like about Warren as time progressed was that he loved to talk behind your back. And I despise that. If people want to talk about me or anybody else, you do it while they're there, you know? I mean, that just totally turned me off. Well, what is he doing now? He's married. He married a Gentile girl, and,
the hell is a Gentile girl?
I saw him, by the way, about 2 years ago, in the wilds.
He's still got the worst, Pat.
And he's living in Texas. He's joining
us. He sounds the same, like, 3, 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute. Sorry, keep the mic here. What was that last part you want?
What did you miss?
You know why, don't you? Gentile girl.
What?
That was the last thing I heard. He married this Gentile. What the hell is a Gentile girl?
A girl who isn't Jewish.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not Jewish.
Whoa, something to learn. Okay, go ahead.
He married this girl, and he moved to Texas, and he's in the Air Force.
How does he like it?
I don't know. I saw him 2 years ago at the Y in Clifton. And Like, we didn't really talk about that. Maybe it was a year ago. About a year ago, yeah. He said it was all right, I think. I remember this very vaguely. But I just, this is all I know about him. That's all.
Where did he get these words?
Same old garbage.
10-4. Hey, sorry to hear you. You sound so terrible. What you do?
What?
You sound like garbage. Yeah. What you do?
What do you mean I sound like garbage? Everyone else does.
All right, back to 12.
You sound like you're holding me.
Okay, Pat.
Yep, come in, come back.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my audio about there. I don't believe that guy with the audio being sold, like he says, you know.
I know, I didn't find nothing wrong with
him. Yeah, it's ever since I got the honest thing, ever since I met him, I never met him, but just on the radio, he's just complaining about it.
G1 went after that chick.
Yeah, he's still the same way.
Well, I guess he is.
Yeah. Well, when, did you stop the recording yet or what?
Nope.
Oh, it's with
time. I like the way you announce it, though.
What's that?
Well, every 5 minutes you got the recorder going. Don't worry about it, it's going.
When did you start it? When I first said it?
Yeah, but not right. You know, I had to set it up. Which only took about 3 minutes. Luckily, I was running the echo, and it wasn't too hard to convert. So, you know, everything was warmed up and everything. I'm using my Sony reel-to-reel for this job. So, should come out all right, for sure.
For this job, you sound like you're selling computers, yeah. Because the beginning, I wanted to definitely catch. So if you would have caught the first word G1 said, that would have been great. Because,
A little bit after that, that's what I want you to really get. Quickie, Channel 12, quickie.
Come on.
Hey, Gary, you told me a favor, just for a few minutes, your splash in the bay, but she just wants to get back to us on 13. Can you stand by for a little while, please?
Yeah, 410, alright.